Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, finally, something we've never seen before.
Really? Yeah.
At least not in the modern era.
Okay.
Somebody said no to the deep state.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging.
Somebody said no to the deep state.
Are they still around?
Well, no, they're still around.
Okay, good.
No, you can't break the law. You can't. Nope. We're not going to pretend you're not breaking the law. We're not going to pretend. We're not going to look the other way. We're not going. No, you can't break the law. Stop it. They have broken so many laws pursuing Trump. Starting with, and Lee, perjury is not a small thing, okay? It is a 5-year at the federal level in federal court felony offense. You can go to prison for 5 years for perjuring yourself in court. It's not a kind of an ethical thing like, hey, maybe we shouldn't lie to the court under oath. It's against the law. You can't do it. Yet it has become a key part of the FBI and the DOJ strategy in getting Trump. And yesterday, Lee, I have begged and pled for just even one time if Republican leadership would stand behind Trump and say no more. And do a press conference the way the Democrats would have on day one if there was this level of law breaking by the FBI, by the DOJ to get Trump.
Democrats always circle the wagons. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but there's been nothing. Mitch McConnell has never once condemned lawfare. I think he's a fan of it. I can't come to any other conclusion. He is the highest ranking Republican other than the Speaker of the House. So yet day after day, Trump stands alone as they break the law and break the law and break the law and break the law. And I keep saying, when will some high-ranking person somewhere in our party, on our side, you know, for the love of God, some normal say you can't break the law? That is the norm in America. That is the norm in our courts. You cannot break the law to frame Trump because you think he's a Nazi. Or you heard that on MSNBC. Somebody finally did. I can't tell you how big of a deal that this is. This should be the biggest news thing today. The judge in the Trump classified documents case just finally had the proper reaction to the FBI and the DOJ just routinely breaking the law. The FBI and the DOJ, this was shocking, okay? Yeah, I mean, you're watching the disintegration of our legal system right now. The FBI and the DOJ admitted in writing that they lied to the court about whether the FBI tampered with the documents in the Trump classified documents case. Lied. Just flat out lied, admitted they did it. Casual. Yeah, we did. We lied. They only admitted it because they got caught by the defense attorney for Trump's personal assistant, who noticed the classified documents sure weren't in the order they were supposed to be. And in fact, some were missing. Some weren't in a place they were supposed to be. Couldn't make any sense of it. Well, the FBI and the Department of Justice had said that they were where they were supposed to be in these boxes. Remember that famous picture of the documents on the floor of Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
That's fake.
Yeah. Well,
that's fake. Those documents were arranged that way by the FBI. The cover sheets actually don't match classified documents. That was a media production. They told the people, the media, and the courts, they had not tampered with them in any way. They got busted by the defense, and they were forced to admit they had. So, evidence tampering, it's illegal. Perjury, whoa, definitely illegal. Admitting in writing that you committed perjury to the judge, whoa. And that's only the beginning. That's only the beginning. Because what they did, Lee, and this is a shocking thing for me who has sat in court for as long as I have and watched this and understood, in my home state of South Carolina, where I spent years of my life sitting in court, at least my work life, sitting in court, if the prosecution withholds evidence of the innocence of the defendant, and this is this way in most states have a version of this, if you withhold evidence of innocence from the defense, you go to prison. You don't just lose your law license. You're not just embarrassed. You go to prison. Hello, Mike Nifong.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that case.
You can't do that. Okay, that is framing someone. The FBI and the DOJ in the crooked DC court system had gotten the evidence sealed that Trump is innocent in this documents case. Why? What happened was, it's very simple to understand. Supposedly that the folks at the Greenville Police Department don't like me very much. They don't like my show, whatever. So they call me up and say, hey, we got a box with your name on it. Will you come pick it up? And I'm like, nah, I don't want your box. No, come on, come pick it up. No, I don't want it. Okay, we're going to mail it to you. We're going to mail it to you. So it gets to my house, and in the box is a murder weapon covered with the blood and DNA of a person they claim I murdered. So there's this spectacular raid of my home. My gosh, that looks bad. Wow, the murder weapon with the blood on it's at her home. Oh, that's terrible. Wow, she must be guilty. I mean, there can't be any other explanation. Well, except that they mailed it to me. How do we cover that up? Gosh, it's like framing something. I know, we put that evidence under seal. Yeah, that's it. We put the evidence, we mailed the murder weapon. That's what they did to Trump. They mailed him pallets of documents he did not want and did not ask for. The archives did. They mailed it to him. Then the archives started harassing him for the documents. Give it to us, give it to us. He's like, I don't have it. He did, because they spiked the pallets with it. And then they raided his home to get the documents they sent him. This is hysterical. I mean, yeah. It is so bad.
Sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it?
Well, this judge, Lee, think about this, because I mean, this is kind of a revolution in my mind last night. So I was thinking about it. Has anyone else ever stood up to the deep state like Judge Cannon did yesterday? She said, you know what? With that May 20th trial date, that's over. We're done. No, not doing that. We're going to sit here and go through your perjury. We're going to go through the evidence that you had sealed, which is what's called exculpatory evidence, evidence that proves the innocence of the defendant. We're going to go through why you had it sealed. We're going to go through how you had it sealed. And then we're going to go through your perjury. That's what she did. They're not used to this. They're used to people being terrified by those three letters, DOJ, FBI, and just rolling over and letting them break the law. Because again, perjury is a felony level crime. But they had gotten so used to committing it, Lee. I mean, when you look at Rod Rosenstein's signature on the FISA warrants to search Trump because Russia collusion, right? The James Comey's signatures, that all the evidence was on the up and up. All the evidence was fake, and we know they knew that. That is perjury before the FISA court. They did it five times. They should both be in prison. You can write your book from prison. I don't care. They should be in prison. But no one would touch them. No one would file it. Our DOJ is very corrupt. That's why our Department of Justice would have to prosecute the Department of Justice for lying. It's a crisis. And finally, one judge said no. Now, I hope she's feeling well.
Yeah.
I hope she's not suicidal. Hope we don't find any kiddie porn on her computer. They tried that with Cheryl Atkinson. Yeah. Or they were going to. So I hope she's feeling well. I mean, I hope she understands what she just did here. She just said to the FBI and the DOJ, no, 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 you can't let, nope, you cannot commit felony level perjury. I will not let you. And she suspended the case. So what does that mean? They're going, They're going to go through all of these things we've just learned in the last week, the framing, the sending of the evidence, the lying. By the way, Merrick Garland also lied under oath. He's the attorney general to Congress. He said this case started because the National Archives sent him a criminal referral. That's, hey, we've seen some lawbreaking here. Could you investigate? No. Sealed in those folders, DOJ had been going back and forth with the Biden administration since Trump left office to frame him. So he lied under oath, too. That's another felony right there. So what she's saying is we're going to start exploring these issues right now. We're not having a trial in May. No, we're going to do a lot of exploration. What does this mean? Classified documents, trial's done. And I predicted this, by the way, a couple days ago. I thought she'd dismiss it. I was hoping with prejudice so it can't ever come back. But what she's doing is actually more brilliant than that. She's saying, no, let's not dismiss this. Let's chew over what you did here. Let's have some more hearings. Let's try to understand how you lied to me and then how you lied to this court and then admitted it in writing. I've never seen this, Lee.
You think it's possible that there could be charges against some of these federal officials or agencies? Because it sure sounds like it. I mean, if any of this comes close to being true.
Oh, it is. It's all true.
Well,
I mean, it's right there in the document.
I'm with you, but you know what the mainstream media, Democrat Party, and the liberal apologists are going to do. They're going to deny every bit of this. They're going to say, none of this is true. None of this is true.
That started
doesn't matter
yesterday.
About the evidence. It doesn't matter.
That's right. Because she's a Trump appointee.
Right.
See, they started this case in the crooked D.C. courts, all controlled by Democrats, right? That's how they were able to seal the evidence that they framed him. That's how they were able to lie about document tampering, all of this stuff, right? Well, they fought it being moved out of the D.C. court, ultimately was moved out of the D.C. court because you really can't try it there since the alleged crime took place at Mar-a-Lago. It's got to go down to Florida. Well, it ended up getting knocked into Cannon's court. Cannon is a Trump judge. So the media was already spinning this as, oh, she's trying to help him. It's all crooked. Trump's crooked. He's got his crooked judge doing all this. So, I mean, the American people and even our side's really not catching the import of what just happened here. So I hope she's got good. When you do this to them, they come for you. They come for you bigly. So I hope she's clean. Hope her computers are clean. We've seen what they do. Chuck Schumer explained, they've got six ways to get back at you. And that's why no one stands up to them. She just did. She just said, you can't do this. They are going to be steaming mad about that. And keep in mind, they are willing, for this judge to do this took tremendous courage. They will break the law to frame you. She just saw that in the documents. And yet she said, no, you're not doing it. So hope she's clean because they're going to dig deep into her.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It gives me chills to watch it. If you are listening to this in the United States of America, it's because your ancestors fled here. Fled something intolerable. I've long believed this is beauty of the American gene pool. It is like nothing else on earth because of the self-selection of people who are more daring than others, more risk-taking than others. Because you got to be risky to come here, okay? You got to have something in your genes that says, I'm going to walk away from everything that's familiar and everything I've ever known. I'm going to close a door on that. I'm going to go to a place where I'm not really sure I'm going to support myself and may not even speak the language. I'm going to start over. It's going to be brutally hard. But I'm going to do it anyway. That's why I think there's such a special gene pool in this country. It's why it makes it like nowhere else on earth. The DNA that does not have those traits stayed behind. You see the weakness. You see the weakness in the countries, what was left. The ingenuity, the creativity, and maybe a little bit of extra intellect that says, hey, I know I'm a little smarter. I got enough of an edge to make it. I'll be okay. There's this picture I love and I treasure. I didn't know what it was. I'd seen it many years. Because I didn't know how to read the German on the back. It was my grandmother. And she was fleeing Germany. Hitler was already in office at the time. And she hated him. She couldn't stand him. And she's 19 years old. She is walking down the gangplank to get on a ship. She's got this, her father is walking behind her. And as a parent now, I understand the look on his face. He's got this very concerned look. She's got this determined look. And he's walking behind her. He's carrying her suitcases. They're very small. I mean, for suitcases, I'm like, wow, that is more like a briefcase today than a suitcase. And off she's going, man. He can't stop her. And there was something scrawled in German on the back of that picture. I never knew what it said until I finally hooked up with her brother many years later and had him trained. Like, what was she saying here? What's on the back of it? And it gives me chills to talk about it still today. Last day on German soil. Dawn. She didn't even speak English. She came here, worked in a factory, went to school at night to learn to speak English. She was done. She hated socialism. She wondered where I got it from. She left everything and everyone she'd ever loved behind. Because she had grown up in that system. She'd caught the tail end of it in her teens and she didn't like it. She wanted nothing to do with it. She came right to America. Well, those wheels are churning and burning in people's heads again, and it gives me chills. That DNA is still there. It's still there. It's distant and faint, and we've forgotten what we fled, but it's still there. Headline, record wave, things we've never seen before, is the theme of this show. You are living in unprecedented times in American history and in human history. Headline, Bloomberg, record wave of Americans fled big cities for small ones in 2023. The numbers are just now coming in. Migration to areas under 250,000 people topped all locations. Why is this going on? Part of it is remote work. We can work remotely now because of COVID. So, you know, we're doing that, right? That's allowing this. But why would you do that? Like at a gut level. Well, they're going to be red, right? You see the map? My son was blown away by the map. He's just getting into crash. He's just getting into politics now. How do we have Democrats? The country's blue on the map. Yeah, because all these small areas are red. What happens when you move to a red area with a population under 250,000? You have a lot more control. You can knock a city council member, you can knock a state legislator out of their seat by walking and knocking doors if you're determined enough to do it. It's more power there for people. There's more freedom there for people. Government is closer to you. Record wave of Americans fled big cities for small ones in 2023. We have never seen numbers like this before. What is this? This is the new civil war. And I say it all the time to you. The key weapon in the new civil war is the moving truck. People do not want to engage in violence, but they don't want to be ruled by these people. So they are doing everything they can to avoid that. And that means getting the heck out of the poisonous authoritarian culture of liberalism. They just want out. Maybe they can't even articulate it the way that I am right now, but this is ancient with them. It's the same set of DNA that caused my grandmother to go down that gangplank. By the way, she never went back until the 1950s. Her beloved church choir was going to sing throughout Europe, and she ended up going through Germany. But other than that, no, never went back. Done. You know what that takes? I admire that. That's in our DNA. It's still there. And that DNA is congregating in these cities to try to escape. An estimated 291,400 people last year migrated from areas, other areas into America's small towns and rural areas, which Lombard defines as metropolitan areas with 250,000 people or fewer. Areas with 250,000 to 1 million people saw a net in-migration of another 266,448. What is that? That's areas like the upstate, right? Red areas. That's what red areas look like. They tend to have less population. Some of them get quite big, but not big like blue areas. While areas with 1 million to 4 million people recorded only a modest gain. What is that? That's illegal immigrants. No, it is. It's illegal immigrants. Drawn there by liberal policies where tax money is handed out on Visa cards, where you're getting, you know, California, you're getting the free healthcare, that anything that they, you know, they can give you to get you there. So this is incredible. This is movement. What this should, when this something like this happens and it's internal, it shows there is a shift going on at a deep subconscious level, or maybe a more conscious level in the American psyche. People are trying to escape the funk of liberalism, and it destroys everything it touches. It has a funk. It does. It's the funk of just desiccation and decimation, rot, lack of growth, lack of excitement, lack of renewal, stagnation. People don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want to be a part of it. Whether they're overtly political or not, they're moving. So like our ancestors, we're on the move again. And I think this is fantastic. But a time is coming when the governors and the mayors are going to have to say, not across our borders to the federal government. That time is coming, and this is what that move is preparing people for. If they move, they are going to demand their politicians defend them against what they fled being inflicted on them in rural areas. And this is setting up the tension in the competition of the next century, I think.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, were you a Boy Scout? Were you a boy? That's awfully definitive. Are you sure? You sure you're a boy? Yeah, for those who are not sure anymore, Boy Scouts of America is changing its name to Scouting America to be more inclusive and more gender neutral. Goes into effect in February. Now, you probably know they've already been allowing girls to join since 2018, right? So after 114 years, Boy Scouts of America, now just Scouting America for inclusivity. Yeah. So, and like I said, girls have been allowed to join since 2018. Over 6,000 have already made Eagle Scout. So nothing's really changing there. The point is just to make sure people know it's not just for boys. Folks, we're going to get into this later in the week. When you start digging into this Title IX rewrite that Joe Biden's doing, something becomes abundantly clear. We are beginning to enter phase two, and you can see this with the change to Scouting America, where it's not just about accommodating those, the less than 1% of the population. Historically, it's actually 0.3% that is identified as transgender. It's not about accommodating those who are non-binary. I've never heard that word in my life until the last 2 years. It's not just about making them feel welcome. Now, that was phase one. Phase one. Phase two is the erasure of gender. This is where they're going. The erasure of gender, as in the pressure society-wide to erase gender distinctions, period. This has nothing to do with inclusivity. This is pressure, downward pressure. We can't have any kind of group that's gender specific. What is gender anyway? No, look, those color. No, those are girl color. No, we're going to use something neutral. You're going to watch, and I predict this years ago, you're going to watch them erase gender from society. What comes after that? We're entering phase two right now, where boys play girls' sports. What does phase three look like? Anything that connotes or denotes gender in any way will become offensive. Anything that separates the sexes, it will be enforced, culturally enforced, socially enforced neutrality. But they're not there yet. But this is the beginning of that. Not enough to let girls into a formerly male group. Got to end that segregation. You know, no difference between the sexes. Everybody sleep together in the, in the same cabin. No. All gender distinctions must be ended. What does that do? That creates social pressure, which is what they want. You don't want to be overtly male. That's a no-no. It's offensive. It's toxic. That's what they were telling us when they said, hey, toxic masculinity. We're attacking masculinity. We're not going along with this. Now, here's the thing. What's really awesome is there's a ton of pushback here, including in our own legislature, against the hormones, against the boys on girls teams, that being outlawed. And look, a lot of this is going to come down, whether this culture of neutrality in gender is pushed on future generations, is going to come down to this presidential election. Because if they get to remake the Supreme Court, they get a big enough majority in the Senate and House and in the presidency, they will remake the Supreme Court and they will strike gender from American life. And all these cases that are going to be pending where state after state has said, nope, we're not. Nope, boys are boys, girls are girls, and boys are not playing on girls' sports team. All that's going to be knocked down or it's going to be upheld. Everything rides on this election, including the cultural stuff. And do people like it? No. Do you see this? Look, you want to know this? I used to do a show for conservatives, right? That's what I used to do. I do a show for normals now. I used to make conservative points, fill them in around the edges because all you heard about liberalism, right? Liberal financial philosophies, liberal social philosophy. I don't even do that anymore. I don't even have time. I talk to normals now. How big is normal America? We can see it in poll after poll. It's 63 to 75% roughly, sometimes up to 80. Here's another poll that demonstrates that over 71% of adults want Disney to pivot back toward family-friendly entertainment and away from the LGBTQIA agenda. A Rasmussen poll found 53% of adults strongly agreed with the statement, Disney should return to wholesome programming and allow parents to decide when their children are taught about sexuality. Yeah. At least, and 71% of Americans either strongly agreed or agreed. They're done. They don't want it. It's, yeah. And you know what that corresponds with? Did you see this? We'll get into this later in the show. New study, far left Disney lost $628 million. That's two-thirds of a billion for those of you on Common Core Math. $628 million on four woke flops. And it's not that people don't want to go to the theater anymore, because they contrast that with non-woke movies that killed it. I'll explain coming up on the show. New study. Four of the five biggest flops, movie-wise, in the last year. Four of the five biggest flops, movie-wise, in the last year. Disney. They're all Disney. They lost $628 million on four woke flops. What is this? This is another poll. It's another way to measure the impact of the normals on our society. And it couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of leeches, let me tell you what. So here are our last year's five biggest bombs with their net losses. The Marvels, $237 million. Flash, $155 million. These are losses. Indiana Jones, $143 million. Wish, $131 million. And Haunted Mansion, $117 million. On its own, the new politically correct woke Marvels lost nearly a quarter of a billion, with a B, dollars. Quarter of a billion dollars. Okay. Yeah. So if this is, and the excuse from Disney as well, Disney Plus is hurting the box office. People just watching it there. Although subscriptions to Disney Plus have gone down. Okay. If that's right, then why did Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 make a fortune last year? Why was that? Why did Avatar: Way of the Water become one of the biggest hits in history? Disney is bombing because people can smell, you know, a woke dog pile a mile away. And they don't want to put that in front of their kids. That's why. Nobody went to see Dial of Destiny because we all know Disney would do to Indiana Jones what it did to Luke Skywalker and Han Solo. Use a sexless girl boss to emasculate and shame him for some, you know, being an old white guy. No one wanted to see the Marvels because it's, you know, stars of scolds. It reeked of feminist, like a feminist, like university lecture. No one wanted to see Haunted Mansion because it looked like an affirmative action casting. And the original, it started, you know, Eddie Murphy never made us feel that way. And that was because Eddie Murphy was simply a star. He was not a black star. The color of his skin had never been an issue. The guy was freaking hilarious. Oh my gosh, you watch those movies. Half of the comedy he did isn't even possible now. It's not even possible now. Texter writes, hey, Tira, that's because they don't care about revenue anymore, just corrupt influencing. I know. Texter writes, hey, Tira, please recommend to your listeners to try out Trail Life USA, which is based in Boston. They are a godly alternative to the Scouts and are trying hard to raise good, godly young men. We are celebrating our 10th anniversary and are the fastest growing scouting group for boys in America. Now, the texter writes, no one can relate to Hollywood anymore. It's absolutely amazing. We have family movie, I'd say like hour, 2 hours every, we do it every weekend. We're really religious about it. We just make sure we sit down on the couch together and watch something. It is so hard to find anything to watch. We have to go backwards. This weekend, we're watching Excalibur. We have to go backwards. And you know what's been beautiful as the kids watching those movies? They're getting a sense of the American culture we grew up in and how amazing and powerful it was and how the world loved it and it shined like a beacon. It wasn't perfect. It was smutty. I get it. But the kids can feel it. That was the way America was. They can see the difference between that and the culture, media-wise, that they're being raised in. It's been really cool. I didn't intend for that to happen when I was trying to find family-friendly movies that weren't woke. But it did. This is what Americans are reacting to. Okay, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.